Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the letter of Saint John, we hear him talking about the testimony that is given to prove, you might say, that Jesus is the Son of God. For that is important, that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, because he said that is what is the victor over this world. That the one who believes in Jesus and that he is the Son of God is the one who will be the victor over the world. So we have this as an important point that we must keep that in mind. Faith in Christ, that Jesus is the Son of God, is what will obtain us victory over all our enemies, whether it be the world or even the devil. He says that there are three things that give testimony to this, that Jesus is the Son of God. He says that he came to us through water and blood. Water reminds us of the sacrament of baptism. That is where we receive the gift to believe as infants. And as adults, we receive that gift. If we're baptized as an adult, you have to exercise or exhibit an act of faith to receive baptism, that you believe that it is important to receive the sacrament and that Jesus is the one who instituted it when he was baptized in the Jordan, as it's what's in one of those mysteries that we celebrate at this time, at the end of the Christmas season, because it is, we might say, his baptism in the Jordan, by our Lord's baptism, is the culmination of the Christmas mysteries. For it is in his baptism in the Jordan that our Lord sanctifies the waters and institutes the sacrament of baptism, that now we can be reborn. This second birth that he talked to Nicodemus about, unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So the baptism in the Jordan is really very much tied to the nativity and the mysteries of Christmas, the Christmas mysteries, because it is really the whole point, is that our Lord was born into our world so that we could be born into his world, the supernatural world, that we can love as Christ, as a God loves, and know as God knows. So water testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. You can't, without the sacrament of baptism, you cannot have faith to believe in Jesus. You can get an act of faith, you can receive the gift of faith for a moment, but the whole point of receiving a grace to believe that Jesus is the Son of God is to lead you to baptism, is to lead you to the waters of baptism, to be washed. And then blood testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. What blood? The blood of the Eucharist. You know, the holy sacrifice of the Mass gives testimony that Jesus is the Son of God. Because he shed his blood on Calvary, that's where Longinus was given the grace to say, truly this is the Son of God. And this same testimony is given to us every time we come to the Eucharist. To come to the Eucharist is to have, first of all, you have to believe that Jesus has instituted this great sacrament, but also it testifies to our Lord that he is the Son of God. So many Eucharistic miracles have been worked to further bolster that testimony. And then the Spirit, of course, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, is going to lead us to that truth, that Jesus is the Son of God. All these three give that testimony. So important is this faith in Christ, that whoever does not believe God has made him a liar. So we don't want to call our Lord or call God a liar by refusing to believe in this testimony that he has given. In one sense, our Protestant brothers and sisters are calling God a liar. If they don't accept baptism, if they say, well, baptism is not a sacrament where you have to be washed clean of anything, it's just making a statement of, I accept Jesus as my Savior, well, that's not the baptism that our Lord instituted. And if they don't accept Jesus in the Eucharist, that he is, this is truly Jesus Christ's present body, blood, soul, and divinity, they're calling him a liar. And that, I don't know, they don't maybe have, maybe they haven't thought that through to its ultimate conclusion, but St. John is saying that is the case. If you don't believe the testimony of the water, blood, and spirit, in one sense you're saying that Jesus is a liar. Catholics need 7 sacraments to get to heaven, and everybody else doesn't need that? Well, there's something not quite right there. And then we hear in the gospel today this importance of this faith. Every time our Lord works a miracle in the New Testament, he always elicits at least an inkling of faith, just to get people to at least make some little act of faith in him. And this gentleman who had leprosy, it seems that he had such faith that he didn't even say, "Can you?" He says, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He had witnessed or he had heard about Christ, and he didn't even hesitate to ask him to be cured. He didn't say, "Would you?" He said, "You can." And our Lord, seeing such faith, said, "I do will it." Because in a certain sense, this man had enough faith to believe in the goodness of Christ, that he was working these miracles because he was good. And so he recognized that our Lord can do this because he's good. And being someone who's good, he would want to make him clean because he recognizes his misery. And our Lord says, "I do will it, be made clean." Just touched him. And immediately he was cured. And but then he tells him not to tell anyone, but first to go and show himself to the priest in the temple. Because the first ones who need to know this miracle, you might say, are the authorities. Go and prove, you might say, to those who are the official spokesmen for God in that time, the priests and those who are to act on behalf of God. Go and show yourself there and give them the proof. And don't tell anyone else until you go there first. So our Lord wanted him to go to the proper authorities, you might say, to at least respect them and to encourage this man to go to them and give the proof that he had been cured. So also to give testimony to them that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It was also to witness to the priests and those who were supposedly those who had the grace or at least had the positions to recognize our Lord more easily. But yet it seems they were the hardest and the most difficult ones to convince. So today, as we continue to celebrate these different epiphanies, the importance of faith, that God can manifest himself to us and does. But without faith, we don't recognize it, or we're not turning to him as we ought to seek his help. Faith is what, you might say, opens up this window to the divine, opens up the window to the supernatural. And the faith that we have received has been a gift to us by Christ. But we must therefore exercise it and continue to increase it by making further acts of faith, by having confidence in God, having confidence in his goodness, having confidence that God can do the impossible. And with that, then you might say, our Lord said, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.